This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Cinco de Mayo, and while a lot of people are going out and having a great old time, I recommend anybody grab themselves a nice tub of Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Ooh! Dip responsibly!
But it's also a great excuse to drink, and it's not just beer that you're drinking, you're also drinking cocktails, so let's have some fun.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more great cocktail recipes you should know. Can we stop getting so fancy with all the pomp and circumstance of a smoked Manhattan or a Bloody Mary with a whole cheeseburger, a basket of curly fries, and a chocolate malt all balanced precariously atop what I can only describe personally as swill? Here's how to make the perfect spirit. Find a bottle of whiskey, 90 proof or higher. Procure a double rocks glass or, as far as I care, a red solo cup. Open said bottle of jet fuel. Pour, sit, sip. Now leave me alone.
All right,
then. Perfect cocktail.
But in case you want to get just a little bit fancier than our boy VD, these are 10 cocktail recipes that you should know. So let's start with a classic, the whiskey sour. I'm going to put you guys to the test. How do you make a whiskey sour? What does it take?
Whiskey sour sours water. And pineapple juice.
10 any guesses? Whiskey sour.
A whiskey sour is whiskey, sour mix, and
I'll say lime juice.
And orange.
So you guys are all kind of dancing around it. It is two shots of whiskey. You get lemon juice in there, or you can do some sort of a citrus, and then simple syrup with a orange or lemon peel.
Okay.
And a simple syrup, yeah. Does anybody throw, we worked at bars and restaurants. They always had that sweet and sour mix. Does anybody even use that anymore?
Sweet and sour, but I
never worked at a bar that had simple that we made our own simple syrup.
Oh, we made it for the bar. Yeah.
All right.
How about your standard margarita? What if you're at the bar? What is what's on the ingredients?
Margarita mix, tequila and salt and lemon or lime.
Well, you got to make one from scratch.
Exactly.
You can't use a mix.
Okay, exactly.
So tequila.
So again, I would say tequila,
lime juice,
simple syrup, some type of like a squirt of lime, shaken.
So we got tequila, they go triple sec or Cointreau, and lime juice.
Yeah, that's why I don't make drinks, man.
Margarita. How about the mojito? Anybody here know the ingredients for a mojito?
Mint.
Fresh mint is on the list.
Gin? Vodka?
No. Is mojito rum?
It is white rum.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Then you just need lime juice, sugar, and sparkling water or club soda.
They are delicious.
They are. I haven't had a mojito, but
I had a few in Mexico. I don't like to make my bartender muddle. I feel like it's too much, you know?
I think
it's too much work.
You got to use judgment, right? So if you're sitting down to a dinner at a restaurant, order the mojito, right? Like that bartender knows. He knows he works mainly in a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I think also you could order them at a bar. But if you're at a bar and it's a Friday or Saturday evening and it's very crowded,
come on.
That's not the time to start ordering mojitos.
I don't want to be the person that orders the Bloody Mary after 3 o'clock.
Correct.
You know,
especially when you're at just a bar.
I feel like that's the mojito.
Yeah. Here you go.
I will tell you this, though. I'd much rather make a Bloody Mary than a mojito when it's busy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of times, that most bars are just going to be vodka and mix.
Here's one for you, Miles. The gin and tonic.
Ooh. I'm going to say gin and tonic.
My God, Miles, you got it right. Well done. These are cocktail recipes that you should know. A daiquiri. What all goes into a daiquiri?
All right, so rum.
Yep.
Strawberry preserves? Oh, so, you didn't say strawberry daiquiri. My bad.
No. But, you know, I get it.
You're already doing better than me.
It's all different flavors and what. I've only ever had strawberry daiquiris myself.
So, again, I would say that sweet and sour mix, or maybe they'll say simple syrup.
Simple syrup and lime juice.
And lime juice. Yeah. Okay.
So, I think that's your standard daiquiri. It doesn't seem too far off from a margarita. How about the Moscow Mule? Anybody know how to make a Moscow Mule?
This I know.
What
a
you got?
Vodka?
Vodka. Ginger beer.
Yeah, yeah.
A squirt of lime?
Lime juice. Very good, Ted. You made it.
I love Moscow Mules.
And you need that copper cup.
Yes,
you do.
That's all I know.
Is there any real reason why the copper cup needs to be in there other than it's just the drink?
So, I do know. I don't know positive about the copper cup. But nobody drank vodka back in the day because of Russian.
Sure.
Right? It was always Russia's the enemy. So Smirnoff, when that guy was trying to get people to drink it, he's sitting in this bar one night. This is like in the 20s or 30s. And him and the bartender start messing around. Mm. And that's the one drink they came up with.
They called it the Moscow
Mule. I know.
Mule.
Why would you do
and
that?
And they put it in a copper
cup.
Call
it like the Egyptian surprise or something?
Well, also people just didn't drink vodka. People, it was considered, I mean, look, right. If you want to know the truth, it was considered like a lady drink. No man would be caught dead.
Sure, you drink whiskey.
You drink whiskey, you drink gin.
Moonshine, yeah.
Right. And then they said, all right, we want them to know it's vodka, call it the Moscow Mule, and that's kind of where it takes off.
Okay. Anybody know the ingredients to a Tom Collins? That's one I've only ever heard. But I've heard the name. And I know that you can get
Collins
mix. Is it gin? It is gin. Good job, Miles.
Okay.
Three more ingredients.
Is it soda?
Soda water. You got two more ingredients.
Is it lemon?
Lemon. You got one more.
Pineapple?
Sweet vermouth.
Simple syrup.
Oh,
back to that.
Sweeten it out a little bit with some simple syrup. Again, these are classic cocktail recipes that you should know.
Tom Collins.
The gin fizz. Anybody know how to make the gin fizz?
No.
Five ingredients in the gin fizz.
Well, there's gin.
Here's gin for
there's
one.
Tonic.
Soda water. Yep, that's another one.
I'll go simple syrup again.
That's another one.
Lemon
you got
juice.
Two more lemon juice. One more, and I don't know that you guys are going to get it. I think it's what brings out the fizz. It is something that's not a drink.
Pop rocks.
Alka-Seltzer.
Egg white.
Egg white.
What?
Okay.
Throw some egg white
that
in there.
That brings out the fizz?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's like having a Pisco Sour.
Right. How about a Cosmo? How does one make a Cosmo?
Ask the drunk lady next to you.
Gotcha.
She still thinks Sex of the City's on TV.
Damn mm-hmm. right. Four ingredients in the standard Cosmo.
All right. Vodka.
One.
Cranberry juice.
Two.
A little bit of lime.
Three.
What else would
and then there's the wild card. The
pineapple?
Cointreau.
Ah, okay.
Some expensive stuff. One of my favorites, the Paloma. I've been really getting into Palomas these days. Shut
tequila.
Up. Tequila. Hang on, I gotta scroll
right?
On
is it Paloma
here.
Tequila?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I just gotta scroll down to the dot.
My favorites just don't know what's in it. Just pound them down.
What is in a Paloma? Cocktail?
That's a good drink.
Come on, you.
There
you
go. Is it tequila?
Tequila is one thing. Yeah, we need six ingredients here.
So tequila.
Yep.
Lime.
Seltzer. What's that?
Yep, lime.
Lime. Seltzer.
Seltzer. Soda water. Yep.
Mint.
Mint, no.
No, you need like an orange.
Or grapefruit. Yep.
And then, I don't know, grapefruit juice?
Simple syrup.
Simple syrup.
That does sound good.
Everything. It's fantastic. Especially when it's nice outside. How about
dude? I will tell you this: Texas, they like tequila so much. I've had a Paloma at a Texas football game.
Ooh,
took a little hunting around to find that stand, but we found it.
Classic cocktail recipes that you should know: the Aperol Spritz, Ted.
God, I hate them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now; you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
My buddies love them.
What you got?
I guess Aperol.
That's one. There's two more ingredients.
Gin? Soda water?
Soda water, specifically not tonic water. Soda
right,
water.
Soda water. Right, because tonic water is a different flavor, and then you float oranges on it, right?
We got one more liquid that's in there. Very fancy.
Apple cider.
What is that?
Just tell me.
Sparkling wine. Prosecco, champagne, whichever it is.
I've convinced people like drinking them because it comes in the wine glass. It looks awesome. Mm-hmm. I just think Aperol tastes like ass.
And then I'll leave you guys with this one. The last classic cocktail recipe that you should know. The classic. I don't like it. Pina colada. What's all in the pina colada?
Pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice one.
Coconut.
Rum at two. Coconut three. You got three more ingredients.
Half and half.
Not half and half, no.
Cream? Simple syrup.
Not simple syrup. Nope, you got ice that they put in there because they're going to do it blended. You got frozen pineapple because, again, you're going to blend it so that you get all that flavor. And then just a little bit of lime juice.
I think a pina colada has to be frozen. Like a daiquiri,
yes, you're right.
You can have on the rocks. But I think pina colada has to be frozen.
Yep, I think you're right. It's got to be blended.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.